More of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. There is a lot we can learn from our DNA. Some of it is information that's important, like whether we're predisposed to develop a disease. But there's not always an actionable step to be taken. But there is a lot of information that you can use, like how your body responds to different kinds of foods.
The founder of a Milwaukee-based startup believes that information could fundamentally change how we approach eating and understanding what's good for us. Genopalette analyzes a client's genome and then offers personalized recommendations about what they should eat or drink and what they should stay away from.
Sherry Zhang is a researcher in genetics and obesity at the Medical College of Wisconsin and the founder and CEO of Genopalette. Laura Danner is a nutritional sciences student at UW-Milwaukee and a nutritional data analyst for Genopalette. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was the light bulb moment for you? Talk a little bit about your background and how it led to the creation of Genopalette.
Sure. I studied obesity genetics research for 10 years, as you know, and I published extensively on the topic. But while I was doing that, obesity went up, didn't come down. And, 2/3 of our American population are obese, overweight, and it's affecting our children and adolescents as well. 17% of them are obese, and 1/3 is overweight. So as I was observing this and knowing that I have a technology which can actually help resolve this problem from the molecular level and by reading your DNA, I thought I need to do something. That's why I founded Genopalette last year.
Are all the answers to obesity encoded in the human genome?
It's a mixture of the interaction between our genome or the genes and the environment. Evolutionarily, our human nutrition has profoundly shaped our genome and so made a lot of mutations naturally happen during your ancestry and versus mine. And, that caused the differences in your genome if we compare to my sequences. And we call those single nucleotide polymorphism or SNPs. So between you and I, for example, we differ in about 3 to 4 million of SNPs. Lots of this shaping actually are, inducing the genetic variation into the nutritional aspects, right? So that increase our survival rate in our ancestors, For example, your ancestors may come from a tribe who can digest a lot of fats. If they are cattle farming for many years, and they probably develop that mutation, which make them be able to digest the lactose, which put them at a high advantage over people like my ancestors, who have been living on rice for thousands of years. And sure enough, when I took my Genopalette test, and I'm lactose intolerant. So give you an example of how different the environmental cues can shape our genomes and affecting how we digest our food today.
Okay, so how did this light bulb moment end up sparking a company?
As we know, everybody is unique. Even identical twins, they will have difference in the SNPs that we just talked about. So because of that, it's almost killing me to think as a professional in genomics and with knowledge of how different we are, but yet we're facing this one-size-fits-all solutions that are bombarding us on a daily basis. We'll see so many choices when we go out to grocery shopping. We'll hear so many different fat diets every other month. Which one is really good for you and me? And I don't think they have the answer, but the answer is right in our genes. Personalization is really what Genopalette is trying to deliver. So it starts with reading your DNA, and I know you have done your 23andMe DNA.
Right, I had my genome sequenced.
Yeah, and DNA testing. So you went through the drill. we have a way that people can sign up for genome palette analysis and online. And then once we got that order, we send a home saliva collection kit to your home or to your any address that you pointed to.
And everything you need to know about someone is contained in their saliva.
Yes, pretty much.
It's amazing to think about.
Yes, yes. More than you can imagine or you want to know sometimes, right? We read your evolutionary past and we also ask you a bunch of questions. So we need to know their state of health and lifestyle and demographic and age and gender. All this information are asked through a personal form, through a questionnaire that we send it out to them, as you already did.
Right, exactly.
So back to the saliva collection. So it's a very easy-peasy, non-invasive collection kit sent to your home. You spit into your tube and then send that tube drop in the mail, and that will be sent to our lab. At the lab, we actually interrogated all your genomic differences, the SNPs we just talked about. But we focused on 38 biomarkers particularly because these are the 38 markers that each of them have evidence and shown in hundreds to thousands of people in clinical trials or studies that will indicate certain digestion in metabolic differences in you in terms of certain food.
These are the biomarkers that you can interpret with the most reliability at this point.
Correct.
And Laura Danner, I gather this is where you come in.
Right. So I've been working very closely under the registered dietitian on the team. And with his guidance, I've been able to take a look at these specific biomarkers that, you know, we're investigating, and to take that comprehensively with the data that we gather from our health questionnaire and really integrate that information into specific nutritional recommendations. So we're able to look at, you know, their genotypes and their specific needs that their DNA is telling them that they need to, you know, eat perhaps more of a certain nutrient or consume less of a certain substance, and then to combine that with the demographic data and using guidelines from the FDA and the USDA to really put that together into the specific recommendations for vitamin and mineral needs for a day and, you know, people's specific calorie needs, and then really breaking it down specifically with the information in our biomarker panel to specific ratios of the different macronutrients like carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, and then breaking it down even further into specific requirements for the different types of fats and the different types of carbohydrates. So it really is a very complex process, and you know, it's personalized at every level, which is, I think, the real value for the customer is that, you know, we're able to take a look at their whole
holistic.
Yeah, we're able to take a holistic view of their health and really kind of take a snapshot of where they are right now in their lives, and then also, you know, integrate that with the information in their genetic history, and give them that clear path forward.
Sherry, you had studied for years the genetics of obesity, but this isn't entirely about obesity, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
yeah.
I would imagine that your clients, your customers, the people that come to you are looking for a variety of answers.
Yeah. People have a struggle with certain specific issues in their wellness, but not necessarily sick, need to go to the hospital for that. But I believe a better nutrition can be applied as a medicine for a lot of things and prevent the illness from happening. So this is really a fall into the preventive care that the whole health system is trying to going towards.
So as we'd mentioned, I'd had my genome sequenced independently, and you ran the computer analysis on my genome as an example. But when somebody supplies you with a saliva sample and you do the genome sequencing and then you run the computer analysis, what comes back to them?
Yeah. So as you see, you will get a comprehensive report, but also tailored very friendly to each user with any kind of background in science that will explain, okay, what are the 38 markers we read for you and what does it mean in terms of the relevance to your health and the food choices. And then we integrate all this information thanks to analysts like Laura here, and we explain what kind of dietary framework you need to comply with that gives you the best possible low-risk health outcomes. And also, we don't want you to sacrifice the flavor and enjoyment in eating. So we want to change this, you know, clinical setting, you know, take a few pounds off. We're watching program into something daily usable nutritional solutions. And towards the end, we also generate your own personal nutrition label. That in terms of when you go to the shop, you see a lot of labels on other food items that has nothing to do with Mitch or Sherry.
Right.
And this is ours. So I can use it. I use it a lot. Also, our users really like that piece where they use as a reference card when you go shopping or care about your health. Another piece we have is similar to that is a personal supplement table. That based on FDA and all those authorities' guidelines, and we also take into account your genotype that we have biomarkers for certain vitamins and so on. So all these are presented in a friendly way. A new piece we generated is a grocery list, right? At the end of the day, I want to know, okay, all this information, how do I use it when I go shopping? We're busy professional people, and you know, people are busier with their life now, and they want to be able to use it for their benefit, and we want to make it easier for them.
Well, and so let's talk about some of the information that comes out of this. And we can talk, you know, specifically about maybe one issue within the analysis you did on my genome. We're not going to give everything away here, of course. You know, there's one biomarker that shows I would benefit from limiting the intake of chicken and other lean meat, and another biomarker that shows it would be beneficial. So how do you address, you know, these kind of inherent inconsistencies that might come across as you analyze a genome?
So let me explain in your case, if you might may.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing this private information on the radio. That turkey and chicken, this is a great example where people, you know, canonically think, oh, this is the white meat and very healthy, so lean and nothing wrong with it. But what turned out when we really looking at their nutritional facts and carefully, we found that actually our poultry is with a higher content of something, a fatty acid, it's omega-6 called arachidonic acid, which in nutritional studies and previously done, showing that people have a genotype for this particular omega-6 metabolism may be on at higher risk for developing higher BMI, so obesity, as compared to other genotypic background people. So because that insights and to the molecular level, we actually recommend in your case where eat this food in a moderation. So I think that's a good example of showing personalized nutritional insights are important.
Laura, there's another biomarker in this analysis that might have particular interest in a place like Wisconsin, and it is linked to alcohol consumption. Can you talk about what that biomarker shows?
Absolutely. So that biomarker specifically deals with a gene that's been kind of a hot topic recently that deals with folate and homocysteine metabolism. So that's the MTHFR gene, and that's one that we do test for. So in this case specifically, people who have a mutation in their MTHFR gene, if they consume alcohol, then that can lead to a buildup of homocysteine in their circulating levels of homocysteine, which has been linked to an increase in cardiovascular disease. And that's due to the body's inability to process folate, which is a necessary metabolite for converting homocysteine back into its more neutral form, methionine. So it's, you know, that's one of the things that it's very important for people to know, that I think most people without having this genetic information may not know that they're at an increased risk for developing cardiovascular disease based on their alcohol consumption.
Where would you hope this goes from here? Are there dreams you have of the things that you could do as Genopallet grows?
Yeah, there are so many. First of all, we want to be able to serve as many people as we can. And the more people join us, and will also empower us in terms of the analytical modeling and make it more precise over time. Just like when the more you shop on Amazon, the more precise and the recommendations are from them to you, right? They know exactly how you like and what kind of brands and all that is your preferences. Exactly what happened with your profiling for your nutrition and healthy living. Over time, I want to build this long-term relationship with each individual so we can learn and work on the nutritional life together and go on this journey for a lifetime.
Are there other revelations that have come up through the first 60 of these that you've done?
One thing that I think a lot of people have had a positive experience with has been something called intuitive eating, which is really listening to our body signals and really trying to figure out what we're hungry for, as opposed to just following whatever patterns are prevalent in the American diet today. But so many people, when they try to do an intuitive eating style, they're just simply not able to understand the signals that are coming from their bodies. And a lot of that has to do with the processed foods that we're eating that's actually blocking some of those chemical and hormonal signals. So something that we're able to do with Genopallet and with this really personalized nutrition profile is to decode that information for people and to say, you know, okay, so you might be having trouble listening to your body, but we're going to be the translators, and we can, you know, we can help you to find out what your body is really asking for. So I think that we've seen that a few times where people who have been more in tune with their nutritional needs have taken our test and gotten their results back and said, you know, oh, well, that's actually what I was expecting. You know, I knew that I needed to eat a low saturated fat diet and that I was lactose intolerant. I'm a vegan. And look, that's reflected in my nutritional report. So I think that that's something that we may see a lot of.
So there's so much you can find in DNA in our genome. What can't you find there yet?
Allergy?
I was going to ask.
Yeah. So people are having, you know, increasing amount of allergies in children and adults, and there's no good diagnostic tool. So people always ask me, oh, do you have a biomarkers for allergy? I said, no. You know, everything we put out there are the biomarkers that with outcome we know with confidence.
Well, Sherry Zhang and Laura Danner, thanks to both of you so much, and best of luck with your work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Sherry Zhang is founder and CEO of a Milwaukee-based startup called Genopallet. Laura Danner is a nutritional sciences student at UW-Milwaukee and a nutritional data analyst for the company. You can find a link to more and see a sample genome report at WUWM.com.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.